got paid the 330, you stop the whole employee, there's five now, then that's two, sure. And the cafe would actually go at 430, right? Be like that. Oh, fine, fine, you can pick those things up and over there.
I think, let the pocket have Mr. Bessie. No, he's blubbered. He says, well, I can assure me, this way he'd be holding that tobacco mask up. This way he can have a communication. Second, and show that they're in the most urgent touch with my own. He said they have a terrible problem. But once I release him, because he said he doesn't give me that bullshit about fees. How tough. When he doesn't play, he's put it on, then he sees it. He said, let's not assess blame, let's not do anything. Let's just ask ourselves what can be done. He says, we can't turn them off from Monday to the next evening. He directed it out of it till he's Christmas, which is very interesting. It will take 3 months to take effect. You said, we'll get to the day on the 24th, even though you canceled the plenary session. You said, that he can assure. Well, he thinks he can assure me, and that's what I told him. That however, they have one problem. And right now, all they can say to the north is that it hurts the stomach, but I know it doesn't give it any problem. Therefore, can I make some proposition, any proposition, that they can translate to Hanoi? I said, I don't know. President, I said, the 8 points, the capital of York. He said, can we at least tell them that you're willing to negotiate? And he said, we, for the first time, are prepared to tell you are serious and to support you. I said, Anatole, frankly, I could have given him some confidence. I don't know. I said, I've got to talk to the president. He's very determined on this. The boy has got to ask him on this. He said, are you sure you can see me tomorrow? I said, I'll talk to the president. He said, may I tell them you'll give me something tomorrow? I said, I'll tell you tomorrow what the president said. What he will decide, I can promise you, because he makes his decisions. Very much on his own. But I can tell, we haven't lost the crisis with him yet, and I can tell when he's got some serious. Then he said something, I looked out for him again, but I must tell you that all he said. He said, he believes that if I could talk to Gresham, if I could know their secrets, they would break out. and could I go for 2 days prior to the tariff meeting? They would guarantee total secrecy, they would let me fly in on military rules. They are not covered by European regulations, no problem. And
what have we told them?
I believe my...
That doesn't give them anything to tell.
Yeah.
Why don't they tell, why don't they tell Hanoi that?
But you see, I believe, Mr. President...
You see my point?
If it turns out...
Rather than our giving anything to Hanoi now, why don't we say that you're going to go talk to Brezhnev?
We can do 2 things, Mr. President.
And the other thing I was thinking, I would be able to tell you.
We are going to have to catch the plane on board.
But I must go in 5 minutes. I put off the meeting with the Chinese. But he was really serious. He said, how about the Chinese? What if the Chinese turn against us if we do that? I said, I don't know, but you and the fleet can pull off the Vietnam. We don't need the Chinese. But I can easily give him a general formula tomorrow that doesn't give him anything. Plus, if I said I'll go there secretly before the 24th, provided there's a meeting on the 24th.
How about this? How about telling him that you'll come here? Well, let me see. I'm trying to think of gimmicks now for a minute. That don't, you know, I'm all for atmospherics, and I'm not much for substance. That is, given him atmospherics, is nothing.
Well, Mr. President,
I guess
you want me to go to Hanoi now.
Yeah. And looks like we're half and half.
I think so.
All right, but I think they're going to Russia's fine.
Yes, and secrecy.
If they can guarantee secrecy to Russia, I think you should go to Russia.
But you see, I believe, Mr. President...
Also, there's some advantage in your sort of finding out what Russia is flying for.
See, I could also set up the thing for you then in such a way that the way we have the Cho thing set up.
He'll guarantee secrecy if you tell him, now look,
that's no way the President says he's got a hell of a problem when he quits, frankly, with Russia. I don't know how to do. You've got to show him every curse.
This will put more heat on the Russians.
We have to make 2 conditions. One is, I can go only if they deliver this North Vietnamese, and that is on the 20th.
Yeah, no, that is just delivering them. They'll be there in 24th. They've been delivered 12 times. And
they've never been delivered. They've come.
All right, okay.
This time, as I've told them,
they delivered. Well, I understand. They will talk maybe this time. You understand? We haven't got
the one more talk left. If they see me, first of all, if Brezhnev sees me, after what we are doing to Hanoi, I said to him, for example, look, we are going to take increasingly strong military methods before the 24th. I just want you to know this, so that you people don't feel we are fooling them. He said, are you going to attack our ships? I said, I can't tell you anything, but until the 24th, we will try to exercise as much restraint as the situation permits. But if these guys see me, while they're harboring Hanoi, either way, if they keep it secret, they have more of an incentive to keep it secret than we.
Yeah. The Russians.
Yes. Because if
But I'm getting that. I still get back to the fundamental thing. Not only what effect does it have on Hanoi?
On Hanoi, but then the disaster is
the fact that you're on the Russians.
Did I go to Russia before I see them?
You will.
Oh. Well, and again, it puts us into, if it ever does come out. But it won't come out. They have everything.
We don't care.
You understand?
But I think, Mr. President, I have a lot of experience with these guys now. I can tell you, they are cracking. He said Mrs. Dobrynin was moved to tears by Mrs. Nixon and has written a personal letter to Mrs. Brezhnev. I told him, look at this.
I think the Russians want something for you.
The Russian plans. The whole position of Brezhnev depends on their guns. So if he asked me about Zola, that I can't even make a new proposition to you. I can't go to the Navy about the moving out of the...
What you should have told him too, if he didn't, was how tough the leaders were.
Should I told him? They want to break off the summit and fight.
I told him they don't, and they went too far. But he said that you are the greatest man, the greatest psychologist in the city. He said he is, and all he'd be talking. Well, I said to him, he said, he asked me what I thought of how this was handled. I said, that's not a good thing that I, about you people, that you always pick up all the loose change that's lying around, and you lose all your goodwill that way. He said, I said, by contrast, I did not say this about the veteran. He never picks up loose change, but then he fools you for all the money. Remember that when you see our people tonight. I said, do you think that? He said, how about an armistice for a month? I said, I don't know. Do you think they're going to keep our feet sitting out there?
We prove something, mean something. They even thought it meant something for them here.
The President, what do you think? We have been suffering. And I believe, really, that it's the trip on me.
Right,
I had crew at last the advantage. They're so panting after us that any slight chance they might feel they're attacking us over what they're going to do would disappear.
Secret trip can be taken. Let's figure out what you can give to him.
Nothing.
Not this before. What do you say to him? What do you say to him?
I'll just get him probably to the three states, my the three states.
We'll be glad to discuss the key points and the modalities of the election.
Mr. President, it would be a mistake to give them anything to deserve.
I agree.
We've got their knees shaking now.
Correct. But their point is, Gabrina is saying, can't you give us anything?
I'll say we'll go there.
I think going to Russia is giving them something.
I say, tell them we will go there with an open mind. Then our 8 points, of course, we are willing to negotiate about them.
But we're not going to negotiate a surrender.
And, of course, we won't ask you to surrender.
Or we won't.
I'll just give them the general gobbledygook, which commits us to nothing.
But also that it has to be done now.
But we must now bring it to a conclusion.
Well, no.
I tell you, Mr. President, every instinct I have never said to you that we had a chance in any particular time period. But we've never had the Russians begging us for specifics.
Let's keep in our Canadian speech.
Let me think it. Let's wait till tomorrow to make a message. He said he's coming with a message.
Well, the message is just a little crap.
Hold on. No, President.
But on the other hand, what harm does it do to leave it in?
I would leave it in. My present instinct is to leave it in, but...
What harm does it do to leave it in? I mean...
But what I think I would like to do now is to tell him that you're considering this trip idea. Because when you're hit with XP-62, there'll be under pressure to protest.
Tell him that way.
Okay, I won't tell him that you've approved it.
Yeah.
But I'll tell him you are accurately concerned.
Tell him that he can tell his government
that there's a president.
The president's going to the Camp David tonight. And he says that he will, whatever he thinks, there's a chance. He should take the trip. We'd like to see but he wants to see their message first. How's that?
But if they didn't say definitely with anything,
then tell him he, I think we ought to still make the Canadian thing. I've got a domestic problem here, too, you know.
Could make it.
You make mine?
Could make it.
Can you fuck it? It's time. It was decent language.
I'd make it.
Because there has to be said for the Chinese, too.
Mr. President, if you pull this one off, I think we should send some benefit for telling the goddamn Democrat.
I'm sick of them. I'll tell you one thing. I think it was good to give us some off. What we have to do is to get them further off the limb, too. I think we ought to force Kennedy and the others.
Well, let's wait until we send them here. I will guarantee you one thing, Mr. President. Not guarantee. I think there is a 2 chance out of 3 that we can stop the war for the rest of this year. That's the minimum I think we can get. Whether we can stop it altogether, I don't know. But that I think we can get.
Yeah.
The report on Mexican, they just made very few changes on what Henry has approved. Some work changes. You want to look at those work changes?
I don't know, Mr. President. Yeah, you go. All right, this is all right as far as you're concerned, huh?
Yes. There's just one sentence that was questionable that we think should stay in.
Why don't you do this? Why don't you just go along and come up to Camp David in case I want to finish it up there.
You're good there.
Said, I'm going up to spend the night.
Hotel, I'm sorry.
You free?
Yeah.
Tonight? Or are you? Or were you going out tonight?
No.
Tell me.
Okay, no, free.
Sure. Why don't you do that? And bring with you at 4:30 whatever you have, and we'll try to finish the darn thing there. And then if I've got any thoughts, I'll fire it to you. You can spend the night up there tonight. You're going to Camp David, Alex?
No.
Who's going there? Huh?
I'm sure one as well.
Well, if you are Haldeman, you go up and get him, put him up in one of the cabins, and have somebody's got to go up there and retype on that speech typewriter if I want to. Oh, that. What? Well, take one girl with you. Fair enough. But do they have two speech typewriters? They don't, do they? Well, that doesn't make any difference. We'll redo the page here when we come back, and he can send it down on the page we got. But you go on up and spend the night. That'll be good for you anyway. All right. Thank you very much. One thing I was going to say, with the Chinese, I think you probably ought to, I don't think it's any need to play a too hard a game with them on the rhetoric side now. What do you think? I think with them, I'd say we understand, but please, as the President said, we want to do Mr. Zhou Enlai. Anything we do here is not directed against you. You see, they could get a little bit, wouldn't want them to say, decide that Mansfield and Scott should come or something. So, you might want to give them something that will make them realize we're still playing them right against the Russians. You have any ideas on that score? But I meant in another way to indicate that, look, we're not getting along very well with the Russians. President's directing his remarks to the Russians, and so told the legislative leaders. Why don't you put it that way? And he's not putting any responsibility on the Chinese. How's that? Are you going to call Mr. D and just tell him that we will consider a trip to the Russia? I think that has great merit. If they'll do it secretly, it provides also the opportunity that we would like to have anyway if you're taking the trip to prepare the summit. Well, you see, which we did, we couldn't do because of the Rogers thing, but if you're going for this purpose, nobody can squeal into the secrecy. So I think it has an advantage for us apart from this. On the other hand, this is the major reason. And that's enough to give to them anyway. Incidentally, one other thing. Did any strike get off, or is going off or not? 2:30 What is the situation? I was wondering when I'd have a chance to see Hague before the rest of the earth. Did you see? Fine. Okay. Would you ask Dr. Kidd to call me when he gets off the line and call me and I'll make it.
Thank you.
No, not here. They were gonna have 40 minutes. Not bad. It's a wrong or something. But you'll forget it. It's all right. It's all right.
I was sending over the wrong thing and he gets
on. I was sending Hay up to Saturday. You see, he spent a moment on that. And Lair never picked the long view. That's why neither supported him. But no, Hay must have been with the wrong. They have both now concentrated even particularly on, well, if you put the enemy in the sound, that's fine. That's right. I don't do just to give them enough jolts while we've got some opinion with this in the north. They will be shaken to their IED. And we settle once for all. And that's a stretch. You should also know this.
He got him after later, but they didn't get him while he was saying.
That's where it's at. This, in other words, you've got this game now in a position. All right, now, the other thing.
Time-wise, Mr. President, I think this is great now, because they will have the capacity to give a test by public and other things.
Also, we like to go.
Right, they go, and have something to go about it, because we can't.
The other thing is that time-wise, but it's a public dimension on this sort of thing.
And I told all, I have to give a goddamn, I don't want to hear a thing about politics now, I don't want to hear about the polls, and the individual, what happens now. All that matters now is women on this issue, we win on this issue. Our Democratic friends are in one hell of a spot. You agree? The Russians, that's about like our, some of our little boys, real crap, I'm just gonna worry.
Where the Kissinger or anybody else that deals with you on a subject matter, what they're supposed to do.
To tell you the truth, John, it wouldn't worry you to have Lenny, though. He's not very, subtle. Not the brightest guy in the world when it comes to public relations, but that wouldn't worry me too much, and it wouldn't worry me for her to go, or whoever else they know, I guess. Who else they want, John?
Timmons.
Cause Timmons, Timmons handle himself well. But the real part is Kissinger. That's what they're after, that's what I'm concerned about.
Yeah, most of them, the third one is making a point. That he is talking about conversations with third parties, not present, like the flag, you know, there's different points from Anson and McLaren. And there is also a flaw. Session. But since they have the resolution of germaneness there, that you might get some understanding that would testify only to a discussion with McLaren and Ransom, which are completely obvious. Whether that's doable or not.
But it's probably yours won't say that he does that and satisfy what he wants.
Well, this says he wants the others to.
Yeah, well, I'm saying he wants an open session.
Yeah, but I say it's maybe substitute your condition. It's conceivable. I don't know. The
committee today voted in executive session to take votes where on motions by person, where on motions by Irvin to first to subpoena for Peter Flanagan and all other White House aides. That was repeated 6-6. All the Republicans voting with us, and all the Democrats voting against, and he's an understanding.
Scott on his way, Sunday.
Scott will be gone, but Bob Berman was missing now. It's over the phone on Bob. And then he moved that they subpoena Peter Flanagan and Bill Timmons, and that was defeated 6-6. Then he moved to subpoena Flanagan, and that was defeated 6-6. Then they had a motion to invite Flanagan to appear in executive session instead of the subpoena. That was defeated 4-9. Eastman, Burr, and Irvin joining the Republicans because Irvin doesn't want him.
No, he wants to put him on the spot publicly, sure.
And Anthony wants to start the witness.
Well, I have a feeling, John, that you have to face the fact of claims. No. And I think this is the game. Just as well as you've got in general. Good enough. Perfect.
And he has added a little bit to that scenario of the work. Mansfield and Eastman made a statement to cancel the hearings, leave the nomination of their Mulanty election because of the charge of atmosphere, which doesn't do Eastman, I think, a fair hearing. I strongly hope it might be sale, but.
Might not agree to it.
Well, at least one hasn't gotten an experience in a question, but he's not caught yet, and they can get it. I don't see Mansfield doing it, although Eastman said he had talked to Mansfield's AA, who thought it was a good idea, and would recommend it.
Woods?
Alice is getting something.
spot.
Okay.
You're gonna change it, you're going to kind of beat that better.
Oh, this. It might be useful to have it up there, yeah, get it done on there. What change will be made, we're gonna have to change one page, depending upon something that happens later today.
We're not gonna see Robin, too.
No, Robin, I'm not. Sorry, can't do it. Okay. We don't know where those scenarios is gonna fail.
Sure.
What I see is that if it's allowed to go on, that you will come to the day of the night, at which time the good crunch will come. Well, that's fine, I mean, early, and the bird has been proposed by most here, and God will vote on the road.
He also said he would go back to the Senate and ask for the nomination, he'd go back to the committee.
Well, if you're gonna do, if you had the votes, and I don't know who had what votes, and at least check, and over the last time, check on the shed.
Well, the bird thing concerns more than her, so, but that means it's a part. He not against it.
No, he's not against it, but the first, person is not against mine, I know.
It's, there's an idiosyncrasy, birds, it's just a straight bill, or anything, you know, embarrassing, I understand that too.
Yeah, well, they.
I think that's it, but I,
Eastman wasn't sure, I saw it too, some last night, back in the time, he's gone a little over, he wasn't sure. He had a strong feeling, although he had been talking to the bottom of the festival, he said the bird is ambivalent, because he, as of yesterday, thought that the bird would follow through on the cutoff date, vote 20 weeks out, but then he told me that I might have to vote against him on the floor. So that was like a party part.
He said that vote did today.
If both were against him on the floor because of the,
this
last I didn't appear.
Yeah, because we haven't had seen all the information we need to see and everything.
Which leaves the hell of a club over your man.
That's an error, must do it, true, far beyond what fire had proposed to.
Yeah, they played it clearly, and also, we have to realize it never has so much been made out of so little.
He said, for John McClellan, he's afraid to come back to market, so it's very good for his government, yeah.
Well, he's too late. They need something desperately. They're probably pissed off as hell with the North Vietnamese. So it's time to attack, you realize that.
Okay.
Sorry. We've been 8 minutes every night instead of not be it, not be this. I just think you have to think and worry me. Do you?
That's true. I work there. Some of the attacks that have been made on Kennedy and the rest of them, Jim Buckley, Vice President, so forth.
Buckley was very good.
From the home of the
American. I was good.
What I've seen was the McGovern and Muskie were comfortable in their model of their own statements.
Right.
Kennedy's the only one that's done all that, but he always said.
Yeah, but Humphrey and Carson, which is great. So you've got Humphrey and Kennedy on the record, and they must be kept on the record on that.
Yeah, Humphrey, George, Kennedy's statement.
That's that statement they have in the old and the eighth person.
Great. The more of that's better.
Hold on. If Mr. President, you have a report where you want to do and agree with the findings, so as to agree with the nomination. The only thing we have any control over.
The only thing we have control over is that, and that's one of the reasons we're doing it now. Their liability. gotta look over the liability, other side, liability, other side. I talked to Dave about this and I came over. I said, Dave, we gotta remember the ship. Extension coming out. Should end in a way that, chief law enforcement official, the man for law and order, fighting the bill, fighting crime, fighting for busting and all the rest, is under the cloud. Even though the damn cloud is not going to rain. Pretty rough. Now, the point is that Kleindienst, withdrawing his name, does not remove the investigation, but it makes it far more difficult for the investigation to have as much interest, because then it would be a Kennedy subject of the investigation, investigating the antitrust activities of the administration, and who picks who in this kind of government.
Well, it could be a part of taking into the antitrust bill, that's just something a lot. Or they take it into the operations, which is kind of
that face value.
They have trouble keeping my steam on the ground.
I would believe so. Bob, I would think that it's a
word on the man.
I don't know. Well, I think that's true. I think that's a big issue.
Why don't you try some of this to do research and back up some of these things? I don't know about that. Yeah, well, now here would be the scenario with Kleindienst. Lying down. I mean, and I don't know how it works. You should, I think, what kind of statement you make, briefly, you want to say it's 7:30 at night. Reagan would like it.
Jews would like it. We have one hell of a time holding it down. That's why we're here. As you know, is a Jew. He's everybody thinks he is. So, qualifications wise, nobody's going to question legal qualifications. I want to send them to the Chief Budget Officer of California, the Chief Budget Officer of the United States, practicing lawyer, and the right parties and talking to very, very talented black and harder and all that crap. I'm just looking at the case. Second part is that he is total captain. On busing, on anything that we want, he will do it. He'll play. Third, if he loves the job, and if he thinks it's necessary, or if he's something else necessary. Looking at your options, but just reading, aren't any others. You can't take anybody if people are suggesting to you, like somebody else quite up that, like a grader or a no-go. Have the same damn problem as everybody. They're all out. The only other option that somebody suggested was to move Elliot Richardson over there and then move, say, Rumsfeld in, for example, JPW. Well, apart from anything else, Weinberger, because he was with Reagan, would be considered by the right wing not to be soft on law and order. Elliot Richardson, any way you cut it, would be considered to be liberal on busing, liberal on everything else. He would not be, in my opinion. I think Elliot would be a responsible, good attorney general if he was in Massachusetts. Now, the only other option of a man that you could find here is somebody that said, well, we've got to get a guy like Lewis Powell. But the difficulty is if you've got some hotshot law school dean, something that put in charge of the Justice Department, we can't control it. And I'm just not going to do that. So that's what I come up with.
But let me ask an interesting sheriff one question. We have our Southern conservative friends on the judiciary.
They would want
to. We're going to be important to the political side. Now, what sort of a track record does
Weinberger
cap have?
Well, first, Weinberger has been, insofar as his dealings with the Congress, with the Senate and the House, on the budget, extremely conservative. That is, because he's conservative fiscally. But second, Weinberger will get up there and say exactly the right words I know on busing.
And what is his track record? Has he been out in front of the civil rights party?
No. Oh, no. What clean Weinberger up earlier, I would never have suggested. Because you were granting a Tillis for Attorney General nominating and lost because he was in San Francisco, Tillis in Los Angeles. Weinberger is considered liberal, Tillis is considered conservative.
Tillis lost the election.
And Tillis, well, everybody lost that one. Well, that everybody lost that one. No one lost by about a little more. But be that as it may, the thing about it, his main point on a track record, and this is where I think there's something where you would have to really, the way this would have to go, you'd have to get Ronald Reagan on the phone. He'd say, now Ron, we need you. We need you to sell one of the more conservative. Nobody questions Ron Reagan's conservative. He'd say, by the way, he stood with me in the region, he stood with me in that, he stood with me. That's my guess. I'm just playing out the game. I don't think Weinberger's ever been on any kind of a nut thing that I know of. You know about.
I don't think so. The only question might be his voting record in the assembly.
Oh, for Christ's sakes, that's so many years ago.
Yeah.
20 years ago.
Well, I don't know if you think about
that. One of Reagan, of course, you know, called me. Time the Supreme Court when we had Smith on, well, he went to school and said, I've just got to call you. I can tell you as much as I like Smith, but I cannot let the occasion go by without telling you that I want Weinberg to do this plan both ways, but Ray in some way would really take it in cap.
I was kind of mentioning with Ron when the rumor started about my leaving the campaign last fall, and twice about Bill Smith coming back here.
I thought it was Smith, John, is it they immediately go into his clients. Oh, I agree.
Why would that be the term?
Smith is a certainly a commanding figure in the law. He's the chairman of the Board of Regents of the University of California. He'd be a damn good attorney general. But let me say that one thing that appeals to me on Weinberg. I've not been as hot on that Jewish name as you have been, but you do get your Jew that way. What cold was that?
Well, what's the gun with the Jew that you wouldn't do anymore?
I know, but having a Jew in the cabinet is something too. You know, it's just like they, as much as they have, even though we've got Kissinger and we've got Stein, you know, the two most powerful people that we could have, and Archivarians, whom I appointed, three Jews, the three did in three of the top, probably six positions in government. The Jews say, who the hell is the cabinet? Boy, who is the cabinet? Oh, shit, yes.
You described everything you said about cabinet.
If his track record doesn't have a flaw, can we check the screen? No, you wouldn't know.
The only real way to do this is to work capital.
That's right. And I think the one to work capital with John Mitchell. Reason being that John knows the kind of questions they would ask.
That's what part of your life
is. John McGregor knows the questions they'd ask too. Doesn't want to go down there and get himself bloodied up because, you know, he had the idea of being on the Supreme Court like everybody else.
He wants to give anything he's got to the Attorney General.
Yeah.
So, you know, yes.
Oh, God, yes. Cat is, I must say, one of the more decent. We've had a White House staff that is more decent, but one of the more decent men in this government. He has never talked to me ever about it. I mean, he never asked me about the court. He never sent anybody around to see me about it. The only approach that was ever made, and I don't know whether Ray didn't talk to you about Weinberg or not, was to Ray. Ray had called me one time. I was the last. I don't know whether he was just with this captain, loved him or not. The captain never talked to me about the thing. So the guy, apparently, I think is a decent man who wants us to win and to do anything we want.
Questions like that?
Also, I have this to say, I don't think, in fact, looking at Weinberger, he'd have as much to learn as Smith would. I mean, there are, you know what I mean, like a busing. So some of these issues are pretty interesting. And Weinberger knows the ins and outs of bureaucracy. He knows how to fight battles.
He's been up on the hill. He knows his way around the hill. Well, Smith would have to start from scratch up there.
I further believe that you'd have a hell of a job if you can find me start with him.
Yes.
We've got to stay.
But he's a proud man. Big heart.
He and his family have taken himself to a heart. He's present, I have
through a damn thing. I just don't know what the hell you can do for clients. I wish, you know, I'd give him anything, but...
Well, I had Dick here this morning,
and to discuss with him maybe some landscape scenario that things were thinking about tonight. It was pretty emphatic, but in fact, the key is that it was feasible for him to stay there as an active realism in the Attorney General. There is no
And accurate, you know, he did, but he was part of the function.
But why, you wouldn't get a deputy, because you get in, you ain't about to get dirty, if that, yeah, that's all.
And you never did.
Running is the deputy, he is still acting as a captain.
The point is, though, it'd be very difficult, it seems to me, Don, if right, for claims to stay on, the deputy attorney general.
Especially under a Weinberg. If you got a towering legal figure with the idea that the guy wouldn't say.
Who the hell is a towering legal figure?
Well, there's another person involved, there's your can't afford to say, go to the best.
Right.
No money. Yeah, because of.
And let me ask you what.
I think Dick makes all the arguments for his withdrawal.
Can I ask you a question? You want to talk faster, Jim? You get in Mexico or.
Yeah, he's in a good place, he's too young, but he's certainly in that. He's in a place now where he can go out and practice law and some other pretty long talk.
I think actually, if I were Dick, what I would do would resign. Actually, I'm getting out. The point is, if you're going to cut your losses, you may as well cut them. I'm just trying to be quite. And Dick can look at it that way too. He is a fighter, but I think he's. Unconscionable if it comes. Unconscionable. It's not about finding. It's not one damn bit.
You know, all these bastards, you know, making them a hole and everything. If you're a great lawyer, and a street lawyer, understand you've got to play a hand at all in the trainer. Is that correct? Yeah, it probably is. And a hell of a good hand.
Well, that's raising it. People tend to rally around. That's why his speech to the country. It's not going to be one that's going to, where you turn the politics around there. And he attacks the attackers. You don't do it in any goddamn light way either. I say, the way I would do it is, Mr. Gentleman, I'm going to have a statement to make. I'm going to make it 7:30 tonight.
Well, you get the news.
News is no problem.
No problem with that.
But what about everything going on in the news hour?
Very true.
Why? I wanted to have an audience. Yeah, I think they cover it. I think it's how they know that something's going on. I'm going to have a speaker to make. 10:30 tonight.
What are you calling?
Look at that, huh?
What are you calling?
Quick. Tomorrow. Flip when these bastards are still crawling around, right after bird. See, you've got to do it so it doesn't appear that other revelation coming out. But you see, Bird has made his announcement. Well, any sophisticated knows that it's the Bird is the I could see that when Scott Bob came in and told me Rob came in the bird, and I said, well, tell that, because our goes. You know, you can get by with her and the rest, but bird is a signal that the partisans are right. That's all the high cost. And he would call, and I wouldn't tell the committee about a damn thing. I wouldn't do a thing. I just do it. Fire the other name right down. And I'd like to see them take our Jewish friend. We charge him antisemitism. I don't think he will. What I mean is, Weinberger, I believe, can convince our people that he's a damn good conservative man. I really do.
Unless there's something in the track there.
Something on,
Miranda
or something like that.
No, I'm worried more about that over right side.
Yeah, I don't think he's in that. He'd be the area, I think. State stuff, you don't have.
So I don't think he could have had anything there. But John is right. And I suggest that times with the S, call him in and say, we don't know what's going to happen here, but we're present to consider it 2 or 3 people who want to know whether, who want to see what you're, the way, that's the way I like to have him handled.
There's no problem with doing that with him because he'd be so delighted to be considered.
The way I would do it, yeah, say the president is raising this point. He believes that we told him that we can get you confirmed, but we have some grave doubts, very frankly, about some of our southern friends who think you're too liberal on civil rights. Now, they'll conduct a thorough investigation on that point, and if it does come out, it'll ruin us. If you have anything in your record, anything that you have said on this issue, harmful in this area. Okay. Play. I think the play is one that should be made today, Wednesday.
Yeah.
Maybe Friday. You can take it there. You've got to write a speech. And I'm sure you got it. I don't know what you want. It's different, of course. What he wants is for what's best for the country, for his kids, and for everyone. Here's a McConnell is just one of his strongest supporters because he's a hell of a fellow.
He is.
Well, what I meant is, I'm just saying he sold himself to Connolly because he said, God damn it, Dick is tough and stand up and so forth. He said he's the kind of guy we ought to have. Weinberger, incidentally, is not soft. To be candid with you, I thought he was. Until after he went through the Reagan mill. But I don't know what the hell happened to him. But maybe he's just ambition. But ambition is a reasonable thing. But what it is, the Church of Christ started as a conservative, crossed the aisle with the liberals. When that didn't grant out, he crossed the aisle back to the conservatives. He did pretty well. Why do you do all those things? Out of conviction. Shit. Did it for the same reason Brownie Reed did. They're great Congress in New York.
one of the private associations.
Well, that could be moved out of the group, okay, or...
What about our firm?
Half done off or something like that?
Our firm, I think you might have had to talk to them.
Why would?
All right, that is probably good. Now, but after the election, I talked to them in a minute, because our firm, with this, you know, with the age thing you've got, they need a guy of Plainview's age in that firm.
Plainview's a good southern national for the Washington office.
Why?
So we want to start in that firm.
After election?
Oh, sure.
Pete had them running out of his ears.
Well, no, you're only talking about 6 months then, certain work out something.
What I think we ought to do with Plainview's, I think on the financial side, 6 month period, I think we ought to say, Dick, we want you to be free to go out and make all the speeches that we want. We want to give you, just give them cash, you know, about any way that you can, of course, they won't. All right.
Be retained by somebody, okay, has all that to do with all the head mark cases or operations in that case or justice department, okay? Let Don Campbell hire him as a staff lawyer or something, yeah, he's very close. Let him hire for business alliance or something like that.
You can write a book, get an advance.
Sure.
And,
cash advance right now, and what if he doesn't get around to it, he can return the advance next year after he gets his law fees done.
No, that isn't it.
Because I need more than 40 seconds in a row.
No, but what about the girls too, Manola? How do they look? How do the girls look? Do they look like they're good to girlfriend things?
No, I said, okay, this was not going to be wrong. This looked so good, you know? And plus, we tried to combat the beauty, and they were caught for sure.
He says they're all via the puta. I feel, John, that we ought to grasp it. We gotta move on it. I think that I wouldn't let them drag it any longer. I think we gotta keep it very closely. No, that's, I don't want this to go a bit beyond here. I don't want to go at this point to Gregory Colson, et cetera, et cetera. I think, I really have a feeling that John can ask him the question that he needs to ask. Do you think so?
You can ask the question, and Spencer Campus smart enough to ask your walks the fair as well, and you know, to find the system, what the results are, you can go to the question right away.
Right. He will be clean as a hound's tooth on the money side, I know. He's not. You know what I mean? He's, not any money, of course. A very decent fellow, if you look at public service kind of guy. Liability. Well, can't help her. She won't be around. She won't be around. She'll come back now. But I really feel
now she hates him.
Good. But he could be better off with her. That's not fair. I'll tell you the substitute. What's her first name?
Jane.
Huh?
Jane.
Jane Winder, for Martha Mitchell, should have to come down. That's a come down. Woo!
I think they're our only stumbling block in what I see of the works of this other cycles there. Today calls for a reexamination of the interior physical condition. The only weapons I see is by the problem of there's that tip on the arms of the parent store, which was turning. You got some, what is the subject of our administrative investigation?
Did they let us call him?
Or at least
he was the.
Don may have a point there that looks like we're trying to cover up.
That's if they can only limit his testimony to what he said, the planning has no part he said by him.
That's correct. And so it isn't as bad as what they were looking at the law.
As I thought.
You see that clinker that's sitting in there, of course, the back, I suppose, at least they got him on the list.
Oh, and there's something fishy there. They've only served the police in once, and it was more of a threat. And they do not have him on the list of the people who currently been called. Now, there's a possibility that he may have been called.
I suppose, though,
I think Leighton is the source of all this information.
Sounds to me like it. On the other hand, he moved on, so they don't have to hear him for the rest of the week.
Throws up his hands and says, shit. If you could say it just that way, now he can say it.
You see, if they just run the course for the next 30 years, and then Burdick says, I won't close until we get Peter Beaver. Irwin says, I won't close until we have 20 tenants of the people in the White House. And that's the time when the funding has been a good conscience. So we've held, we've had this government forever.
Point now on the grounds of Irwin stating yesterday and Bird stating today. But then
he could say that today.
You could say it, you won't say it.
He said they made it clear that this is no longer hearing about my confirmation as political football. I'm not going to be confirmed.
And yes, that's the individual that's not committed.
Okay.
Sorry for attempting to pull the rope here, but withdrawal got prior to our time when it's run as a green course of the Republicans.
Okay.
Safer next week.
Safer on Thursday. We all programmed to do it. Pull it up, bang it out to go. I do a Thursday night, I hope that is. But I'm proud of the stuff to do today.
So we can do it on a moment to notice. Because as these limits, these witnesses, they're limited to the germaneness, this thing that was going to blow apart before. These limits, witnesses, which you have, this stuff's coming.
I know Thursday. It may be that gives us the time to prepare the speech adequately, the speech, because I just don't want any to leak. That's the only thing. So I don't need to talk to my crew now. I don't want any leaks. No, it's important. I want to use it another reason for going earlier.
I'll call it this thing leaks. Jim Eason. Last night, he said it before, he said, I will lose my election in Mississippi before I deserve finding.
I know.
And you would have somebody that would act rather irrational if you were decent. The wind of this war.
All right. I think the best thing to do, I think your argument is calling. I think for you to do, Bob, is to tell the boys around here that we've got to fight it through. In the meantime, I would tackle Weinberger and I'd do a little private. I don't know how to check private. Best way, don't check in private. You get out. You just talk to Weinberger next Wednesday. Weinberger can keep his mouth shut. Don't you think there can?
I think you started him soon.
Yeah.
I wouldn't want to let him go find me.
No, and I wouldn't tell Weinberger. I would tell him this, but I think you could talk
hardest time. Not showing.
I would think you could tell. I think you could talk to Weinberger say, look, in the event that this does not come out in the present, I've got a few, John Mitchell does recommend some options to him, and I want to talk to you again. I mean, it's fairly timely basis, and if anything comes out of it, there is no chance for you to get it.
The sure way to think it is going to be any worse.
So therefore, I want to know, I want you to ask you some questions, so that I can see that your case is properly presented to the president, if it comes up, and I'm not sure that it will. The president's sticking by a claim, he's trying to fight it through. How about handling that one?
I think that's,
good. Okay.